It's Monday, December 5th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AWS services revenue per partner from Canalys, Rackspace's hosted exchange security incident, and product announcements of note from last week. This is the Business of Tech. One of the numbers I love citing is the ratio of Microsoft's revenue to its service partners' revenue. That number is about $7 for every $1 of revenue. AWS has a number two, and it's $6.40 per AWS commissioned research from Canalys, quoting TechTarget. The Canalys report stated that expert-level partners can obtain the $6.40 multiplier. The company defined an expert partner as one that has the broadest set of service offerings and a large professional services organization. In contrast, partners that primarily resell AWS cloud products and offer limited additional services can expect to achieve a multiplier of 90 cents, according to Canalys. Partners that take this disciplined approach can find an economic return much greater than the 6-to-1 ratio Canalys identified. Why do we care? On a day I'm hosting a panel about cloud SaaS, which, if you missed it, is available on YouTube at youtube.com/MSPradio, highlighting the data about the ability to deliver services on top of the cloud felt prescient. Most important to me is that the number remains healthy. There is money to be made on top of the cloud, full stop. And if this number is indicative, AWS versus Microsoft isn't an issue. That's also good news. I don't typically cover breaches, yet this one is getting much buzz within the IT services community. Rackspace's hosted Microsoft Exchange services have been taken offline by a security incident, per the company's incident report. On Friday, December 2nd, we became aware of an issue impacting our hosted Exchange environment. We proactively powered down and disconnected the hosted Exchange environment while we triaged to understand the extent and the severity of the impact. After further analysis, we have determined that this is a security incident. Rackspace has offered impacted customers free access to Microsoft Exchange Plan 1 licenses on Microsoft 365 for the duration of the incident and shared instructions on how to get that up and running. The instructions suggest the work to get IT running will take about 30 minutes to an hour. Why do we care? I wanted to talk about this because of the buzz. I saw the usual noise about this questioning the cloud. No, this isn't the cloud. It's simply continuity planning. Like car crashes and plane crashes, there are on-prem and in-the-cloud incidents. And like plane crashes, cloud ones get more coverage. They aren't different. Business needs to have a plan for downtime in either on-prem or cloud systems. Period. That's the story. I noted several product announcements last week for a quick lightning round. Amazon's reInvent was last week with two announcements I did want to note. The AWS supply chain is designed to help with the flow of components and goods, and AWS Cleanroom is for sharing proprietary data without giving partners access to the basic information. Advertising is considered the first market, with healthcare and financial services beyond that. AWS SimSpace Weaver is about building massive simulations for those interested in digital twins. Think SimCity, but massive. Microsoft announced Privilege Identity Management enabled Azure Lighthouse delegations. Lighthouse is focused on MSP usage, bringing further control over delegation. And RedStore, the cloud backup provider, launched a QuickBooks backup service for MSPs. Why do we care? AWS's offerings this year were pretty targeted with releases at specific use cases. My colleague on Killing It, Ryan Morris, is rather focused on digital twins, and I couldn't help but notice the announcement due to that. Take his interest as a pointer. Lighthouse always perks my interest due to its MSP focus, so check that out if interested. Further adding SaaS backups is another area of interest, mainly due to that Rackspace story I just covered. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best-kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSPradio. Today is International Ninja Day. That one's too cool to not focus on. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.